Shalom Aleichem, and we learn tonight, today, a Sicha, Toldos Aleph. It's important to give some perspective on the Sicha, some context. When I studied it inside in the Mugga, in the edited version, I struggled with context, especially the connection between the first part and the second part. So this is a Farbedengen that the Rebbe gave on Shabbos, Parshas Chaye Sada, Mevarchem HaChodesh, Kislev, Tavshin Lamed, 1969. And the Rebbe starts the Sicha, the Farbringen, about talking about the month of Kislev. That's the third month from Tishrei. So similar to what Sivan is to the month of Nisan, Kislev is to the month of Tishrei. Now Nisan is Momayla Lamata. That's the Eibishter takes us out of Mitzrayim, Doidi Li. And Tishrei is Anila Doidi. It's Momata Lamayla. And Kislev is when that Avodah gets manifest. And the Rebbe connects to Hanukkah, etc. Now, the Rebbe then says, we have to connect everything to Parshas Shavua. The Parsha that we're going to start reading, our Mincha, as Parshas told us. So although it was a Chayisada Fabling, and the Rebbe Fabling is on the Sichav, and the Kudav told us. And he says that the Shir of Rosh Chodesh, because Rebbe was, it was Shabbos and Baruch and Kislev, and that year Rosh Chodesh was on a Tuesday. So what's the Shir Chumash on Rosh Chodesh? The last words of Yitzchak, Ki Ata Hirchev Hashem Lanu Fadinu Ba'aretz, that now Hashem has expanded for us and now we will multiply in the earth. That after they had a fight with the Plishtim regarding the first well, Asek, and then on a second well, Sitna, then they did a third well and they called it Rechoves Ki Hirchev Lanu Hashem Lanu Fadinu Ba'aretz. And Ramban writes that the third one's called the Chayvis because that's the third Beis Hamikdash Yibanu B'mehir V'yameinu, which will be without Beleidei V'mitzah, no conflict, and Hashem will expand us. But in order to understand how this connects to Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi, says the Rebbe, we have to start with Pshat. The Rebbe says, by introducing, sorry, that there's Shivan Panim LaTayra, and in the writings of the Arizal, it says that there are 60,000 Pidushim, compared to the 60,000, comparison to the 60,000 Neshamas of Yisrael, and each one of us has a chelik in pshat and emes lushin soid, so there's 600,000 pshat in remes lushin soid. But the Rebbe says, anoshim kerkeinu, the people of our level, we have to learn hedois from parashat ha'shavua, we have to first of all go through the pshat of the pasuk, and that's from Rashi, pshat shel mikra, and in Rashi there's also yena shel Torah, there's the wine of Torah, which is secrets, and there's also lechem and mayim, which are niglater, etc. And with that context, the Rebbe starts the sicha, which is really a Rashi sicha. The on the words of Fadinu Ba'aretz comes Rashi and quotes those two words and says, Kitar Gume, like Unkulo says, Benefush Ba'ara, we will multiply in the land. Flexif, the Shaila that the Mepharshim asks, I understand, for what is Rashi coming to tell us? What's the Chiddush? So the Mepharshim say that L'chora Farinu is backwards, it's reverse, in the past. And he's saying, Ki Ata Hirchiv Hashem Lanu, that now Hashem has been expansive to us. Ufarinu is future tense. So therefore, the Rashi brings from the Unkelus that it will be future tense. Says the Rebbe like this, we find many times that the words are B'lashon Avar, and the Vav at the beginning of the word changes it. And the Rebbe actually brings in the aura that in the actual Perek, if you look in Pasuk Dalid and Gimel and Chav Dalid, you'll find many other words that can be read past tense, but because you put a Vav, it changes it. And also, if it's only focusing on Farinu, why is the Dibra Maschil Parinu Ba'aretz? It should just be Parinu. Says the Rebbe like this. Pshat is, Farinu usually means we will be fruitful. Lanu, Farinu Lanu, we will be fruitful as people. What does that usually mean? We'll have sons and daughters. Pru Revu Milus Aretz. Now, usually when it says the Pasuk Pru Revu, Rashi says over there, if it had only said Pru, we would think each one of us should have one. The Vu comes and says that Echad Melid Harbe, one can have many. In other words, you could have on one child, you could say Pru. But the Vu is more. Says the Rebbe, but by us, when it says Farinu coming in continuation, Ki Ata Hirchiv Hashem Lanu, Hashem expanded for us, So it can't be, it can't mean that Ofarinu means we'll only have one, because we just said Hashem's expanding us, and now we're saying we're going to have one. Why is that expansiveness? There's no Archava at all. So Ofarinu over here must mean something else. In the context where the Rebbe brings from Parshas Mishpatim, that Hashem says, I'm not going to chase the enemy out of Eretz Yisrael quickly. Pentiar Shimama might leave the land desolate if there's nobody to take care of the land. So Ma'akmat Agarshenu, I will chase out the nation slowly, Ada Shatifer, till you multiply. Over there means there'll be a lot of people. So unlike Pru Revu, where Pru means you'll only have one, says the Rebbe, that this Rashi connects more to Tifta, that there'll be many. That's if the Shaila, but Yitzchak and Rivka only had two children, Yaakov and Esau. So what does that mean, Parinu? And like, Hirchiv, Parinu, expansive. Therefore, Rashi says, you have to say that's not referring to children, but rather within the earth. Now, the first time we see the word Nefush, is when Rashi in Parshas Bereishis is explaining the four rivers outside of Gan Eden. One of them's name was Pishon. Rashi says, "Al shem shemeim of mizbarchim va'eli nomashkin." So it's because its waters are blessed and go up and water the earth. It's called Pishon. Just like it says that it expands all over. In other words, it's Pishon. Nefush means that its thing itself expands. So not necessarily through children, but you itself expand, which means that Yitzhak himself is going to be incredibly successful. He himself will expand. And therefore the context is in wealth, not in children. So why does Rashi have to bring the Targum for all this? Why can't he just say it seems within the Pshat? Rebbe says, interesting, whenever, most times when it says Pru, the Targum uses the word Pushu, which we just used. So that means even in the Targum, when it talks about children, fruit, etc., there's also the thing of expansiveness within itself. That's not only expanding through other people, but expanding within yourself. And what reason Rashi references the Targum is to tell us that it's not unusual, that based on the Targum's translation, this is a common way of explaining the word ufarinu, expansiveness from within, that Yitzchak himself will be fruitful. Says the Rebbe, b'lechuda, this pshat is not necessary. In other words, how do you know that? You could say it's talking about children, and it could refer to grandchildren. Nebanim adem kebanim, and they had 12 shvatim, and dina. So they had many grandchildren. Therefore, that she says, ufarinu ba'aretz. He brings the point, ba'aretz. What's the aretz? Because the grandchildren did not get born in the land. Where were Yaakov's children born? In chutz la'aretz. So definitely they weren't palinu ba'aretz. Says the Rebbe, another question you could ask, why does it not just say kitargumai? Why does he have to point out? So Rebbe says, because there's two nuschois, there's two nusachs in the Targum Onkelus. One is yafshinana and one is nefush. And Rashi Dafka wants to say that the right nusach is the nefush, even though it's not Rashi's job usually to tell us which girsa is correct. But yafshinana would mean that the Eibishter does it on our behalf. And nefesh means it comes from within. So it's important for Rashi to focus that's the right Targum, that the nefesh happens from itself. That we ourself will expand beyond what the Eibishter will do for us. We ourself will expand. And that leads to the next point, the chsidus within the sicha, and the context of the farbengen. The Rebbe says, what's the yenish shel Torah? What's the wine of Torah in this Rashi? What's nefesh bottle? We just said that there is from within. So there's first the element of kiata, hirchiv Hashem lanu, milmai lamata, Hashem expands us. And then there's the nefesh, we multiply through our avodah. Because the tachlis, kavanas, bias ha'olam v'adam, creating the human being and the world through the Eibishter, was that we should effort, adam lamal yulad, we were born to make effort. And nefesh bara, that means we work within the ara, within the world, and we multiply and we make it even greater than the way it was by creation, because we reveal elikus through Torah mitzvahs, even in a place where mitzat creation, there's no elikus revealed, we reveal it. And literally, nasa shutav l'kadosh baruch hu, we become a partner with Hashem and ma'aseh b'reishis. So you could ask the question, how's that possible? If Hashem created the world with limits, that this place is not the revelation, how could we reveal? And that's kiyata hirchiv Hashem lanu. That even the fact that we could do it, hirchiv Hashem lanu, Hashem gave us that ability, but then we have to do it. So Hashem gives us the ability to reveal beyond what's already revealed, the keiches come from Hashem. And that we literally been nefeshar. Then the Rebbe starts talking about Kapitel Pei Aleph in Tehillim, which I was really struggling to understand. Like, how did this? It wasn't the Rebbe's Pei Aleph birthday. The Rebbe then at that stage was 68. So what is Pei Aleph? So the Rebbe says like this in the Bilti Mugge, in the non-edited version. The Rebbe says that in continuation to the fact that we said the Chodesh Kislev is the third month of Tishrei, which starts in Rosh Hashanah, it's understood that there is a shaychus to all in Yoni Rosh Hashanah on now, including the Shirei Shal Yom of Rosh Hashanah that year, which was L'Matzeach HaLagitis L'Asaf, Thursday. Aninu L'Lekimu Zeinu Arili K'Yakov. Now, there's two inyanim. There's the inyan of Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, Hamalcha Meretz Mitzrayim, what Hashem does, that's similar to Hirchiv Hashem Lanu. And then there is Hachav Pichav Amaleo, you have to multiply, you have to do it. So that is the context of the of how it enters the Farbdengen. Now you have to, says the Ebeshah, the Sicha, if Hashem created the mouth a certain way, what do you mean Hachav Pichav? How can I make my mouth bigger? That's the Pshat again. Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, Hashem gave it to you and elevated you to a level that you could go beyond limitations. Hashem wants that we add. We could do more. And that explains B'Pnimius Inyanim, the famous Taina of Ternufa Sadasha, who's talking to one of the Tanoim of Shulban Levi, and says, Rabbi Kiva, says, if your God loves poor people, why doesn't he not take care of them? And obviously the fact that Hashem keeps them poor, it's the way it should be. So why are you charitable? Says Rabbi Kiva like this, Anan Kruyim Banim, we are Hashem's children. What's the Pshat? Says like this, because Hashem created the world in a way of poverty, how can somebody add? That's what Tanovus's question is. Says Rabbi Kiva, children are the sons of Hashem, which means that we can change the nature of the universe because we're chelik lekamim al mamash. We have keiches lemaila magbalus. And says the Rebbe like this, and the pasuk tells us more. Not only does Hashem give us keich before the avodah, but he helps us even after that, that our avodah should have success, va'amal'eyu, that we will be successful, that we'll complete it. And that's also hidden in the merumas, in the pasuk that we said, upadinu ba'aretz. It's not only a tefillah or bakasha, but it's a vada, it's a haftacha, it's a fact. That we are guaranteed if we do what Hashem wants, we'll get everything we need. And not only padinu ba'aretz in Lashon Kodesh, but tergumay in this world. Because we know that Targum refers to Chol, not Kodesh. In other words, what we're saying is we expand within this world, in the Eretz, in this world, and that's what leads us to the ultimate Derbe Tachtonim. Interesting, in the Hadas 75, Debbie goes to a whole conversation about Tehillim, because Debbie connected to the fact of various chapters of Tehillim, the comparing to birthdays, and that leads to a whole Hesufa that the Rebbe added later, 4 years later, a whole expansiveness about Ashriya Ish and which ones, the first few kapitlach of Tehillim are one or not. It's a whole fascinating conversation which is beyond the scope of this shir.